Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the program. It's our Friday edition of The Opening Bell. Time to shift our focus to the business of aviation and travel. With us is Madhu Unnikrishnan, the editor of Skift Airline Weekly. Madhu is with us from New York on Skype.com. To have a little conversation about a couple of things this morning. Madhu, first I want to talk to you a little bit about the latest quarter of earnings, quarterly earnings from the airline industry. I know there were some predictions of potential weakness in the quarter, but none of that really came to fruition, did it?
First of all, thanks for having me. The first quarter, you're right, there were some concerns. I mean, there were always concerns about whether the economy would hold up, whether trade wars and, you know, tensions around the world would cause companies and tourists to cut back on travel. But none of those fears came to pass. The second quarter was really a bumper quarter for the U.S. airline industry. Almost all the carriers that have reported strong profits and some, you know, record traffic. It's just been a really, really good summer for airlines here.
I know that some of the airlines have been doing some different things with pricing. The demand is one thing, but some of the pricing that some of these companies have been doing is also helping, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, some of this is, you know, it comes from the MAX grounding. There's less capacity in the system, or there are fewer seats, so airlines have been able to charge higher prices for that and other reasons. And just demand has been really strong, so So airlines have been able to get away with higher prices and higher fares. And also, you know, there have been some innovations that have sort of taken root in the last year, like basic economy fares, which just get more people traveling.
So you mentioned the 737 MAX earlier. I want to delve into that just a little bit more. Talk to us about how 737 MAX impacted earnings across the board in a general sense.
Sure. I mean, one thing to remember is that the MAX in the U.S. still is a really small part of the overall fleet. But where it has affected carriers such as United, American, and Southwest, which operate the MAX, is that they've had to replace some business fares. You know, they've had to. So, like, let's say somebody booked travel for 6 months ago for a business trip. The airlines have had to replace some of that capacity by, you know, because they have fewer seats operating. They've had to, they've lost out on some close-in bookings. I mean, it has affected. I mean, the thing that we've seen with the three airlines that reported the MAX is that it has affected operations, and it will affect operations going forward as they plan to have more MAXes in their fleets by the end of the year. But right now, the effect is relatively small. So, but I think it's something that definitely we have to watch for the rest of this year and early next year as the grounding wears on.
Any surprises from the quarterly earnings that you've seen so far? And as the airlines talk about the next quarter coming up, what kinds of things are we looking for?
Well, you know, they predict demand will be strong. I mean, one thing that I am surprised by is how international travel for, you know, the big three U.S. carriers, American, Delta, and United, has remained incredibly strong in the face of all, you know, so much uncertainty in the world, trade tensions and Brexit uncertainty and, you know, slowing global economic growth. Companies still are flying. Companies are still buying tickets to come to the States, and U.S. companies are still flying to, you know, sending their employees abroad. So that, to me, has been the most surprising aspect of the second quarter, and I don't see – it's not forecast to change for the balance of the year.
Let's talk a little bit about whether or not you carry on luggage or check luggage, and whether or not this makes you, because there, you know, among travelers, this is either you either do it or you don't, and I think people kind of judge me when I check baggage. Is that real? Is that really happening, or am I just imagining that?
Oh no, you're not. And you know, it's particularly a problem in the when you're a reporter on the airline beat, where there's sort of people take a lot of pride in saying, oh yeah, I was on a 2-week reporting trip and I took just like two shirts and stuffed it into a backpack. And I get a lot of judgment because I like to check my bags. I like to board the aircraft with a couple of magazines and a book and a bottle of water. And and for doing that, there's a fair number of my colleagues who think who judge me.
Yeah, and I bet you Brian Summers is one of those who is probably judging you, because I know when I talk to him about it, I feel like he's judging me when I check baggage.
Oh, he judges me. He's told me that that's not the way to fly. And I tell him, you know what? I've been doing this longer and I'm older and I've learned my lesson.
So let me ask you this. Are there specific trips or specific flights or specific destinations where one approach is superior to the other?
Yeah, actually. And I came in, I had this experience recently. Now, as I mentioned, I like to check my bags. But when I have under an hour to make a connection, I tend to carry my luggage on. And that's simply because I want to make sure I have it with me. I can race through the airport and I don't have to worry about whether my bag made the flight. I mean, odds are it did make the flight, but it's just for my own peace of mind. So that's the really one of the few situations in which I'll check a bag.
I saw a report recently in the Washington Post where Tulsa Airport was singled out for always losing bags, especially on a connecting flight. Are there specific airports where this happens the most?
You know, I don't know. That's a really good question. I think the industry has been focused on doing a better job about tracking bags, and because it's been a major pain point for customers. So I don't know if there's one particular airport I would single out. That being said, whenever I've had to connect through Frankfurt, I make sure that I'm carrying my bag with me.
The Skift Global Forum is coming up. I believe it's coming up in September. It's always a good chance to see some of the big names in aviation. And I know some people have called it the TED Talks of travel. There's one story that I know has been on Skift.com about Air France and the KLM CEO. Let's talk a little bit about him and what he's been doing at that airline.
Sure. Ben Smith had a really good career at Air Canada and was responsible for a lot of the success of that airline. And that's what landed him at Air France KLM. Air France KLM is a difficult beast, though. I mean, it's Air France and KLM. It's two separate national carriers. I mean, they're private companies with their regional carriers, regional airlines and subsidiaries, and completely different working cultures, relations with labor, et cetera. I mean, everything you can imagine that, the complexity that comes from running companies into very different countries. And, they're also very old companies with long labor histories and long, traditions, et cetera. So, I mean, he inherited a difficult job, and Air France in particular has had some contentious relations with its unions. All accounts is he's really taken an aggressive stance. I think, there was a realization by the companies that they needed an outsider to come in and reform them. He's taken an aggressive stance with labor and has struck some new agreements and is turning that ship around.
Is the aggressive stance on some of these things, could this potentially be costly to his career, do you think?
Word on the street, and I caught up with some colleagues on the beat in on the airline beat in Europe who work for European publications, who say that there is a kind of widely held belief there. The rumors are circulating that he may have gone too far and has managed to anger both the French employees and the Dutch employees and the respective governments. Now, this is just rumor. Journalists like to gossip, but there's definitely a school of thought that thinks he might not be beloved or long for the job there. But time will tell. I mean, change is never easy, especially organizational change. So let's see. Let's see how all the things he's started, how they play out.
He's scheduled to speak at the Global Forum, Skift Global Forum in New York, September 18th to 19th. So let's hope he keeps his job through then.
Let's hope.
Thank you, Madhu, for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Madhu Unnikrishnan, editor at Skift Airline Weekly. You can find them online at skift.com.